Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It's wonderful to have each and every one of you today, and I hope that you're enjoying our podcast. Call a friend, invite a friend, send us your email address, and we'll get you right on the list that you can receive these on a daily basis. Just a little word of encouragement throughout the day to help you maybe step over that boundary. Maybe you're going through that tough spot in your life. Maybe you're going through that problem with your marriage. And maybe it's that nugget. It's that word that day. You know, the Bible said that Jesus said when Gabriel was talking to Mary, and she said, Lord, you're going to have a child. They're going to name him Jesus. She said, Lord, let it be according to thy word. You only need one word today to change your life. And we pray today that you hear that word that's going to change, is going to transform your life. We want to talk about today, the tongue brings increase or it brings decrease. Now, in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now, I want to read Proverbs 13, 2 and 3. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opened wide his lips shall have destruction. Now I want you to think about that just a minute. There was a story of an older man. He was in his 90s. And I kind of met this guy later on in life. And when he came up to me after the meeting, he had solid black hair. And I'm telling you, he had a perfect set of teeth. And his vision, he wasn't even wearing glasses, even reading glasses. He had a 20/20 vision. And he came up to me and he said, I can see that you have a full head of black hair at my age. And it's very rare, ain't it, son? I said, it certainly is. He said, well, God showed me a long time ago how I could keep my hair. Also, how to have a perfect set of teeth at this old age. Plus, I still have 20/20 vision, and my eyes is not dim. God showed me at an early age how to keep these things. But the first thing that God showed me was how to keep my tongue. And in keeping my tongue, I could keep the rest of these things. So, I want you to think about that a minute. What are you speaking out of your mouth? What are you saying out of your mouth? Are you saying, well, I'm getting older, I'm getting tired, or my hair's turning gray, or my hair's turning loose? Are you speaking all these negative things that's manifesting? Because everything you speak has the power to create. The Lord setteth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Now look at Psalms 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Do not confess, I'm tired. What good will it do you? If you feel tired, just say, you know, my strength is renewed as eagles. Enter in some rest and relaxation and cause yourself to rest. This will overcome tiredness, but do not continue to confess that I'm bushed or do your poor mouth. Remember, a man is satisfied with the fruit of his lips, so why don't you say your rich mouth instead? In Proverbs chapter 12, 13 and 14, the wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. In other words, saying the right thing is going to get you out of trouble. How many of you read over in Proverbs that said, you know, a soft answer turns away wrath? A man shall be satisfied with the good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered into him. In Proverbs 16, 21 and 24, the sweetness of the lips increase learning. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. You know, in Proverbs 18 and 8, it says this, the words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Be careful what you say about people. You know, I think there's so many people holding people up in church, and they say, well, you know, I know old so-and-so. They ain't never going to change. Old so-and-so, they ain't never going to be on time. See, you're speaking curses over those people. Let's speak life into them. Let's speak strength into them. Let's speak revelation into them. Let's speak an anointing into them. An anointing that destroys every yoke and moves every burden. The Holy Spirit can change anybody. The Holy Spirit can resurrect your life and bring you to a place that you've never been before. But we as believers have got to bring words that is going to minister grace to one another. And if our words are not ministering grace, let's don't look for the bad in everybody. Let's look for the good in everybody. You know, my mother used to tell me all the time, there's good in everybody, son. You just got to look a little deeper in some folks. Well, I think that's something I've kind of took to heart, because I'm always looking for the good in people. I'm always looking for that little bit of nugget that you can feed that'll just good for. You know, a lot of times people have so many bad things, nobody ever gets a chance to see the good things that they know. They never get a chance to spend any time with them because they never are going to spend enough time because they see so many flaws in their life. Let's start looking at the good things in people. Let's start speaking the good things. Well, I know, you know, old Bob and John, they've been drinking a long time, but Lord, you know, they just ain't never going to change. well, let's just start speaking. You know, I see old Bob and John changing. I see the goodness of the Lord on their life. I see favor operating in their life. I see the blessings in their life. We're so quick to throw people under the bus. We're so quick to be judgmental with our opinions and our accusations. Let's speak life to people. Let people enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Let them enjoy the peace that you're talking about. Let's speak abundance in their life and joy in their life and strength in their life and favor in their life. And let them just enjoy the goodness of the Lord. See, this is the beauty of grace. Success is yours. Victory and defeat is born in the mind. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Humans speak what they believe and think, causing often defeat. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Jesus said, my words, their spirit, and their life in John 6:63. Fear will prevent you from speaking your victory. Remember, speak victory, speak life, speak encouragement to everybody around, and make sure every word that comes out of your mouth is bringing healing, not destruction and defeat. That is the beauty of grace.